All right, once again today, we're talking to the executive director of the Grand. His name is Mark Fields. And Mark, when I talked to him last week, alluded to the fact that a big announcement was coming. That big announcement was made this morning about the first set of indoor performances beginning in September. But before we talk to you about that, Mark, welcome back to the show. I want to talk to you about what did last year's COVID-19 pandemic mean for the Grand?
Well, thanks, Kelly. I'm happy to be with you. Well, we're going on now more than 450 performance or days since we've had a public performance indoors. And for a performing arts organization to not be able to do serve its primary mission, it's a real challenge. But, you know, we could have just kind of slumped our shoulders and waited it out, but we decided to pivot and do other kinds of things to bring the arts to the public. Our concerts by car, drive-in movies, even our holiday light show were ways that we kind of pivoted to a new way of providing service. But we're ecstatic to be able to come back and announce a schedule of indoor performances again.
Yeah, how is restarting from an extended, basically an extended full stop? It must be very complex, right?
It is very complex because we are a presenter of touring artists. And even if we were all ready to go, had everything lined up here, we still need artists to be on tour and available to us. And this, you know, this pandemic affected the whole world, of course, and the way it affected our industry is that it pretty much ground to a halt. People quit touring, venues closed, people found other ways to make a livelihood, and so all of that is coming back to life, but it's going to take a while for tours to get reorganized, for artists to put their band together. They haven't even been able to rehearse. And so this isn't something where you just flip on a switch and all of a sudden artists are touring again and venues like the Grand are presenting them.
All right, so you made the announcement Tuesday morning, first set of indoor performances beginning in September. Let's talk about some of the bigger acts coming.
Well, we're really excited about the diversity and variety of the artists that we're presenting, at least the ones we're announcing this morning. And I'm glad you said that word first because that's exactly the situation. This is just the first wave of shows that we're going to be doing this coming year. We expect to be adding shows as we go, as these tours come together and as routing works out. So this is just a taste, but in the coming season, we're going to see some of our favorite comedians, including Brian Regan and Lewis Black. We're going to have TV's Jane Lynch from The Glee Show is doing a holiday cabaret show with Kate Flannery from The Office, so a little bit of a TV celebrity there. Some stand-up comics, or not stand-ups, improv comics, Colin Mochrie and Ryan Stiles are going to be here in two different shows, one Who's Live Anyway, and the other is Colin's show called Hip-Prov, which is about doing improv under hypnosis. And then we've got The Temptations, we've got Straight No Chaser, Postmodern Jukebox, which does contemporary pop songs and sets them in different musical styles. And then our friend Storm Large, who has been here before singing with the band Pink Martini, but she just appeared the other night on America's Got Talent and passed through the next round. So we're excited to see how well she does in that competition before she comes here to the Grand.
You know what's funny? I just watched Storm on America's Got Talent. She was fantastic. And as you said, she is going through to the next round. When do tickets go on sale for all of these acts? And we will post the entire lineup online. But when do tickets go on sale?
The next 2 weeks through July 5th is going to be for our subscribers and donors to give them they've been very patiently waiting and give them the first shot. But most of these shows will be on sale to the general public starting on July the 6th.